Beavis and Butthead, 25 years old.
With Brad and John.
You want to talk some trash?
That was a big deal 25 years ago, man. And that set him off to do all kinds of cool stuff. Mike Judge, I think his birthday is today as well. Tommy Lee's in the news again. His son Brandon knocked him out cold. He didn't just get a fat lip, the picture of Tommy Lee's fat lip, but he got knocked out cold, ended up in the hospital. Tommy says he was in bed with his fiance when Brandon came in and attacked him. Brandon's blaming his dad's supposed alcoholism. He told People magazine, "I've worked tirelessly organizing an intervention, and it's incredibly upsetting that it never came to fruition. I love my father. I just want to see him sober, happy, and healthy." He also admitted that the argument was touched off by Tommy's tweets about Brandon's mom, Pamela Anderson. And Piers Morgan was interviewing Pamela Anderson, and she started talking about the abuses she suffered with Tommy Lee. And then Tommy Lee's like, "Why do you got to bring up all this old crap?" And then it kind of went back and forth there. Here's the 911 call.
"My stepson and my fiance got into a fight, and he pushed his father, and then he asked his son to leave, and he wouldn't leave, and he punched him."
"Have any weapons?"
My stepson has guns in his room, and that's why I'm freaked out. I just locked the door."
"Right now, are you with your husband?"
"Yes. What do I do?"
"Okay. Is he sitting or lying down right now?"
"He's lying down."
"Six. On his back or side?"
"On his back."
"Okay. Let's leave him still right now. Don't move him.
I know. I'm so afraid. Okay. His mouth is bleeding. I don't know.
Ma'am, listen. Is he bleeding right now?"
"In his mouth, he's bleeding. Yeah."
"Okay. Where's your stepson?"
"I don't know. I just locked the door of our bedroom. I just got scared. Oh my God. Oh, my God. He's just not... He's just, like, unconscious. Like, he's out. Yeah, he's bleeding in his mouth. I cannot believe his son just punched him in the face."
"I can't believe his son just punched him in the face. Tommy Lee says, 'My heart is broken. You can give your kids everything they ever want in their entire lives, and they can still turn against you. Good job, Brandon. Great son.' He wants his son charged with a crime and a restraining order that keeps the 21-year-old from coming over to his house. Russell Crowe is having a divorce auction. Him and his wife, Danielle Spencer, are finally getting a divorce after a 5-year separation, and I guess they're doing it with a sense of humor. They're auctioning off a bunch of their belongings at an event called The Art of Divorce, April 7th, and it would have been their 15th anniversary, and it happens to be Russell's birthday. They're selling off art, furniture, vehicles, watches, musical instruments, and some of Russell's movie memorabilia. Stuff from Gladiator, Cinderella Man, L.A. Confidential, and more. So, how that goes. Jesse Tyler Ferguson came out to his parents in high school. I don't think he really wanted to. It kind of got, he got put on the spot when this happened.
"I was caught stealing gay porn. I was a freshman in high school when that happened. My mom and dad had to come to the store, and they showed them the nature of the material that I was stealing, and that's sort of how I came out."
Got caught stealing gay porn. And since the porn star was suing the president, all the late night hosts jumped on that last night. We'll leave you with their thoughts.
"Let those words sink in for a second. A porn star is suing the president. We have not seen anything like this since the famous headline, Dewey Boinks Truman. We haven't even gotten to my favorite part about the lawsuit, which is that the confidentiality agreement refers to Trump as David Dennison, or referring to Daniels as Peggy Peterson. It's odd names, but it makes sense once you read the rest of the document, because those names are actually abbreviated in the suit as two of Trump's favorite things, double D's and pee-pee." Allegedly.
"The lawsuit claims that this agreement they made is not valid because Trump never actually signed it. So this is the page they provided the documentation that Trump didn't sign in the agreement, which was written to keep the parties involved anonymous. So Stormy was called Peggy Peterson, so she signed above with the initials PP, and Trump was known as David Dennison. And look back at that, you can see there's no signature next to the initials DD. And by the way, even his initials have to be double D's. It's, but David Dennison is his pseudonym, which I don't know. David Dennison sounds like a guy who tries to unload his Hall & Oates tickets on the day of the show.
Big story in the news. The porn star that claims she had an affair with the president is now suing him. Yeah, it is. Man, it is so weird. It's almost as if we did elect a Clinton. You know what I mean?
Law experts are saying that some of the language in adult film star Stormy Daniels' non-disclosure agreement suggests that she may have some lurid photos that were taken during their sexual encounters. Said Trump, fake nudes.
And that's the trash. Classic Rock 92.9. KISM.